Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand, right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles right on your tablet and smartphone. Tons of exclusive extras and years of back issues. Explore all of the topics that interest you. Plus, get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
Just how many hours of your life have you lost untangling your earbuds? Enter wireless earbuds. They're here, but you may want to wait on cutting the cord. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Perhaps one day, wires tethering your ears to the electronic gadget of your choice will seem like a thing of the past now that emerging companies are hard at work cutting the cord and crafting wireless earbuds. Joining the Tech News Briefing now with some more on this is personal tech columnist for The Wall Street Journal, Jeffrey Fowler. Welcome, Jeff.
Hi.
So the two main wireless earbuds that are on the market right now are Ear-In Wireless and a German company selling the Braggy Dash. Let's start with the Ear-In Wireless headphones. You got a chance to test them out. What did you think?
They almost worked. These guys are really tiny, and they come with this cool kind of lipstick container that you store them in and charge their battery. So they got a lot of those kind of details right. The problem is our thick heads. They are filled with water, and these the Ear-In rely on Bluetooth to not only send music from your phone, but also from one earbud to the next. And our thick heads are terrible for Bluetooth. It's like kryptonite. It just eats up all the signal. And so to get around that, these Ear-Ins, they have to kind of try to bounce a Bluetooth signal off a little antenna around the head, maybe off walls around you. And I found that just cut out sometimes, particularly actually when I was exercising outdoors when there weren't things kind of around. You know, on your if you're really getting these to use, you know, at your desk in work or maybe on the train when you're commuting, it's probably fine. But if you really want to exercise with them, which I think is kind of the big appeal of wireless earbuds, you be prepared for a little frustration.
Gotcha. And how much horsepower do they have after charging them, for example? How much juice do you get out of them?
You can get a little under 3 hours, which seemed pretty decent to me. And that lipstick charging container that they come with, you can put them back in there and it'll keep charging them because it's got a couple charges in it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like they could almost scatter like coins if you just kind of toss them in the bag. You know,
yeah, it's funny you say that. It's a big concern for a lot of readers that I've heard from. You know, like, good gosh, I already lose regular headphones. Now these are even tinier. So the cases are a big piece of thinking about either of these. You got to be pretty vigilant about putting them back in them. And in fact, one of the design things that I like about the Ear-Ins is that basically the way you turn them on and off is by putting them in that case or taking them out again.
Oh, okay.
So that makes you kind of focus on keeping that case around too.
Gotcha. And so the Braggy Dash is the other wireless earbud contraption on the market. How did those fare in your estimation?
Yeah, so the Braggy Dash is interesting because their ambitions are just so much more. They cost the same amount, $300, as the Ear-Ins, but Braggy really wants to be a wearable computer for your ear. They call it a hearable. So it does many of the same things as the Ear-In, so it plays music. Now, they used a different technology to get around the problem of our thick skulls. And instead of using Bluetooth, they actually use a tech that's borrowed from regular old hearing aids to kind of create a bubble around your head with a magnetic field and then send it around. So that's pretty cool. And I found that actually did work. There wasn't nearly as many cutouts as I had with the Ear-In. And you could even actually wear it underwater. So, yes, I did test these in the shower. And I went in there, and it kept playing. And it worked. But then there were some other problems with this device. So, as I mentioned, they are really trying to tackle a lot over at the Braggy Dash. And they've taken on so much that a lot of those things really didn't work as well. One basic thing is just the connection, the basic Bluetooth connection from the wireless earbuds to your phone, I found cut out a fair amount. And then the software, the firmware that runs the thing, still needs some work because sometimes it would just kind of fritz out and stop working. Also, some of the more advanced features that it's got, like the buds themselves are touch surfaces, so you can kind of scroll through your music or adjust the volume on them. They usually worked, but sometimes they would kind of flake out a little bit as well. So they've got some work to do on the software, but you certainly can't fault them for trying to kind of reinvent the whole idea of an earbud, and I'll be very interested to see what they become.
Wireless earbuds, it seems like it's something that's relatively new, or at least something that's just starting to emerge more into the mainstream. Do you think that this could be the year where this new kind of tech makes a name for itself?
It could be. I think we're just going to see a lot more of these.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of talk about phone makers taking out the headphone jack in their phones because they want to save space. And so when they do that, that's going to kind of increase the need for wireless earbuds. And so I think we're just going to see a lot of innovation. But for now, if you want a first step on the future, these are the two choices you've got.
Jeffrey Fowler, thank you very much, as always.
You bet.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check us out at wsj.com/podcast. And remember to become a subscriber on iTunes. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, from the Wall Street Journal Newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.